There was a larger figure completely covered with a gory blanket on the lower bed of the third bunk. Next to the bulky shape was the baby, red-faced and squalling. My partner motioned to me to stay in the doorway and instructed me to call dispatch for backup and medical. Then Ted, a man who had once jumped into the icy waters of Newton Creek in a January snowstorm to save a stray dog, turned his attention to the baby. And then I remembered the super had said he'd heard 4 shots, not 5. My mouth opened to warn him when the bulky figure under the blanket reared up and fired 3 rounds at Ted, hitting him squarely in his torso. Instinctively, I threw myself to the floor and scrabbled into the safety of the hallway as he fired in my direction. I waited for him to rush me, but instead he started pacing frantically, ranting in the kind of fiery, talking-in-tongues nonsense of manic televangelists. Barauna beresh peka, beresh onta bauna, interspersed with tuneless, agitated humming. A few months of street patrol, giving out parking tickets and chasing kids pilfering oranges from a neighborhood fruit stand, did not prepare me for this. Backup was on its way, but much too slowly. Benny, I think now, what do I do? My uncle, a decorated